Ethnic Kurds in northern Iraq have been battling their own Islamic extremists, a group of fighters known as Ansar al-Islam, which is based along the Iranian border. This week, Bush administration officials said they'd consider attacking Ansar following intelligence reports that its members had been testing crude chemical weapons. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Halabja in northern Iraq.
On February 18, 2001, Fawzi Hariri's father, the governor of the northern Iraqi city of Erbil, was assassinated on his way to work.
He was ambushed by, I believe, two or three cars, was fired upon, and was hit.
The murder of Fransu Hariri nearly touched off another civil war between the two rival parties that have divided control over the autonomous ethnic Kurd enclave in northern Iraq. At first, one Kurdish faction blamed the other for the attack. But then a tiny group of previously unknown Islamic extremists claimed responsibility for the assassination. In April, the group that now calls itself Ansar al-Islam claimed responsibility for a failed assassination attempt against the Prime Minister of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK. Hariri says Ansar is a threat that must be eliminated.
They have al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden ideology. They have the same belief, the same attitudes. And if they have their way, which they will not, they will destroy the region.
Ansar al-Islam, which means support for Islam, is a new phenomenon in Kurdish society, which is largely secular and tolerant of different religions and ethnicities. The group was born here in the town of Halabja, located at the foot of the Zagros Mountains, next to northern Iraq's border with Iran. For several years, this quiet town was controlled by a group of conservative Islamic parties. When the PUK government's army fought to retake control of the area last October, almost all of the Islamists gave in. That is, except for the several hundred diehard members of Ansar. They took to the heights above Halabja, and the PUK have been laying siege to Ansar's mountain stronghold ever since.
Their positions, especially with mines and timing bombs.
PUK soldiers point out Ansar's defenses from the top of a crude fort that was hit by rebel mortars just last week. They say Ansar's 500 or 600 fighters only control about a dozen mountain villages, but they're protected by lethal minefields. This young woman and her family lived in an Ansar-controlled village until 2 months ago. Some of them were foreigners, she says. I heard some came from Afghanistan. They forbid us from watching television, and they arrested and insulted my husband if I didn't wear a veil. PUK commanders say many Ansar members are foreign Arabs, backed by Iran or Saddam Hussein or even Al-Qaeda. Adnan al-Mufti is the PUK's deputy prime minister.
From the outside, of course, they have a relation with the fundamental Islamic groups. Al-Qaeda, some of them came to the area after Afghanistan.
In an interview broadcast yesterday on Arabic Al Jazeera television, Ansar's leader, Fadi Karakar, denied having ties to Al-Qaeda or any other foreign organization. This week, Ansar attracted the attention of the U.S. government when Bush administration officials accused the group of testing crude chemical weapons, such as ricin and cyanide. Nasser Mullah Salah, a Kurdish Islamist politician with close ties to Ansar, says he's seen Iraqi and Jordanian Arabs among the rebels, but he says they're not capable of experimenting with poisons.
They are not so sophisticated men, they are not so educated men, even they don't have a doctor, and even they don't have an assistant doctor to treat their wounds. How they could have these chemical weapons?
But now even Ansar's Islamist allies think the group has gone too far. This week, the Muzak-filled lobby of the recently renovated Palace Hotel in Suleymaniye has provided an unlikely meeting place for a diverse group of Kurdish factions. Representatives from Iraqi Kurdistan's two ruling parties are negotiating with Ansar's Islamist allies, as well as a delegation of Iranian Islamic clerics sent here, say Kurd sources, by the government of Iran. The goal of the talks is to bring an end to Kurdistan's Islamic rebels. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Halabja in northern Iraq.